exalted. King of glory, you are exalted. The unlimited God, you are exalted. The I am that I am, you are exalted. The Lord that declares the end right from the beginning, you are exalted. The ever faithful God, you are exalted. The great shepherd of our souls, you are exalted. The man of war, you are exalted. The God of battle, you are exalted. Lord, you are exalted in the midst of your people, Lord. You are exalted, Father. Lord, be glorified. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity again to stand, Lord, before you, to appear before your presence, to look unto you, our God. Father, we cry from the depth of our heart this morning, because you are the God of the world. The Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Father, reveal life. Reveal life that is in your word, even unto us this day. In the name of Jesus, we cry that there shall be the revelation of your word unto us. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, oh God, that you will hijack this session, even from every human effort. In the name of Jesus, hijack, oh God, this session from every human effort. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let there be revelation. Let there be revelation of the Son unto us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ over this environment. I declare the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ over this environment. I declare the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ over this environment. In the name of Jesus, I hold captive every contrary power, every contrary spirit, every power that is not found in the blood, Jesus Christ, every power that is outside the cross, I hold you captive in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, Lord, let the blood of Jesus avail for every life, every living soul standing here today, every living soul under the voice, oh God, under my voice, let the blood of Jesus avail for each one in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless your name and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Don't sit down yet. You take this song solemnly. Brethren, we are here this morning. We have prayed, and I want your hearts to be here together as we spend a few minutes in this session. The Lord is already ahead of us, but the Lord needs your inputs. So I want your spirit, soul, and body to be here. I want you to set yourself free from every form of distraction that may want to rob you of the presence of the Lord this morning. Lord, reconcile the heart of men unto yourself this morning. Lord, touch the heart of men Deliver, O Lord, at this session. Deliver us. Deliver our soul. Deliver us, O God, from every form of destruction. That, Lord, your word may have its true way, even in our lives. In the name of Jesus, let your life of the word be seen in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
One Lord, see me, God. One Lord. God, I want you to begin to pray. All instruments, please, you can just go on into prayer. Thank you very much. Choir, you can go back to your seats. I want us to go to the presence of the Lord. If you truly you are going to that greater height that the Lord has proposed for you, do you know you can be an entrance to yourself? Do you know you can prevent yourself? Do you know it does not matter what the works of the enemy and the pranks of the enemy may be? If you are not submitting to those things, if you are not positioning yourself in a way that the enemy will take that opportunity, stand on the legal ground of your submission to his ways, do you know the enemy cannot prevail? But you yourself, that you are the center of the issue, what will you do this morning? Will you reconcile your will unto the Lord? Will you reconcile your will unto the Lord that you'll be able to get to that greater height that the Lord has proposed for you and I? Will you get yourself together that you will not be displaced? That position that has been reserved for you, January is going. The year is going. Will you remain on the same spot? Will I remain on the same spot? Will my life continue to follow the order and the protocol? Will your life continue to follow the routine of life? You must get there. And so you need to reconcile with God this morning. You need to settle issue with God this morning. You need to cooperate with the power of the living God this morning. That you will not be displaced. That will not be displaced. That you will not be displaced. And so if truly you have been saved, like our choir sang it, because you have been saved, because I have been saved, I've come to the presence of the Lord to bless you. If truly you bear the mark of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, if truly the mark of the blood of Jesus Christ is upon your life, no power or to stand, no power or to stand against your possessing that which the Lord has prepared for you. When you open your mouth this morning and begin to declare that because I bear the mark of the blood of Jesus, it doesn't matter whosoever, whatsoever, whatever may be the confederacy, we stand upon the rock of life. We stand upon the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. We stand upon the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ, where the church of the Lord is built. And we declare this morning, whatsoever, whosoever, whatever may be the confederacy or the ganging up that may want to displace you from that which the Lord has planned for you, begin to decree their removal in the name of Jesus. Begin to release the judgment of the Lord upon them. Whatsoever that want to displace you, want to displace you, whatsoever power that want to displace you from where the Lord has planted your feet, from where the Lord has purposed for you, open your mouth this morning. You are praying for yourself, brothers and sisters. Every power of confederacy, Rapaka Senza Yagele, Libaka Yaga Santa Labali, Robaka Sunta Yaga Yaga Lega Yaga Yaga Leba Baba Baba Baba. We resist every resistance. We resist every opposer. We resist every opposer. Every opposer of your rising. Every opposer of your moving forward. Every opposer. Every confrontation power to the place that the Lord has purposed of your life. If truly you bear the marks of the blood of Jesus, Moses cry unto the Lord. Moses cry when daughter Abiram and Gloram rose up. He said, if truly the Lord has called me, that they say that the end, if this once you die a natural death, that they will not know that the Lord has called me. Brethren, I want you to rise upon your spirit man this morning. That if truly you bear the mark of the blood of Jesus, if truly you have been delivered and you have been saved, I want you to declare this morning that whosoever the plan, whatever may be the hidden agenda to replace you, to displace you from that where the Lord has planted you, from that which the Lord has purposed for your life, from that blessing, from that lifting, from that breakthrough, from that promotion, from that open doors, today we rise together, standing upon the rock of life. We rise together this morning. We rise together this morning. We rise together. And we say, Oh Lord of heaven and the earth, if truly you have saved us, if truly you have delivered us, if truly we can't carry a carrier of the mark of the blood of Jesus, let ground open up and swallow every troublers of our race, every troubler of our race, every troubler of our breakthrough, every troubler of our peace, in the name of Jesus, we release judgment. We release judgment of the law against every power, against our successes, against our joy, against our blessings, against our health. Every power that have gone themselves together, Rabaka Santa Labaye, Rabaka Yaga Santa Labali, Rabaka Santa Labaye, Rabaka Gagaga, Yaga Daga Santa Yaga Gagaga. In the name of Jesus, we cry unto heaven. We cry unto heaven. We cry unto heaven. In the name of Jesus, arise and judge our enemies. Arise and judge our enemies. Arise and judge our enemies. In the name of Jesus. Brethren, I want you to open up your mouth this morning. Every confederacy against Cedar family, every confederacy, every power, every joining of hands that may be hindering the manifestation of the power of God, manifestation of the glory of God in this assembly. Father, we cry unto heaven. We cry unto heaven. The Bible said that the charge is marching on, and the gate of it shall not prevail. This morning we declare that the charge of God is marching on. See that family is marching on. See that generation gospel outreach is marching on. And so let there be release. Release of judgment. 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 Upon the enemy of this assembly, in the name of Jesus. Our Lord, see big God. Our Lord, Sibigiga Ishu Koledi Walono. Awan lo Sibigiga Eshe Koledi Walono. Awan lo Sibigiga. Awan lo Sibigiga. Awan lo Sibiga, awalo, sibiga, ishukole diwalono, awalo, sibiga, eshekole diwalono, awalo. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again. We bless your holy name. We appreciate you, Lord, for the works of victory that you have wrought by your power, even in our lives, in our homes, in our destinies, even in this assembly. We return to you all the glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. You can have your seat, please. I want to welcome us to the presence of the Lord once again. In the short minutes that we have left, I want to share briefly with us from the book of Isaiah. I read from Isaiah chapter 50. Isaiah chapter 50. And for the purpose of just giving the title to the message, I put it, arise. Arise. Can you tell somebody sitting beside you, arise? Another person, arise. I don't know what the meaning of that one may be to you, but you are rising up to do something. and you can just guess what you are rising up to do in the light of the way we have started this ministration this morning. You are rising up this year, 2019, to possess your possession. So much has been said. So much promises have been released. If you have been in this service right from the beginning of the workers' prayer meeting, and even from Friday intercessory meeting, and flowing like that, brethren, your life ought not to follow routine. Your life ought not to follow just coming here, sitting down, and going back. Your life ought not just to follow coming to the Bible study, listening to the word of God, and not making any impact in your life. If that is the way your life has been doing it, I want to believe we have prayed, and the Lord has already answered our prayer, but there is a part to be played. And that is where we are saying, arise. I read from book of Isaiah chapter 50. I read verse 9 and 10. Awake. Awake. Put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generation of old. Art thou not it that hath caught Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which hath dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, that has made the depth of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? Brethren, there was a cry unto the Lord, a challenge unto the King of Kings, unto God of the Creator of heaven and the earth, from the people of God, that as you have done it in the past, in the ancient times, is your hands now shortened that you cannot do it again? Is it that you are sleeping that you cannot help us again? Why are these things happening to us? And I remember I was just laughing when Brother Kunle Alagbe was leading us in the morning at the workers' prayer meeting. And he brought out the Bible study outline. And he said that people continue to wonder, why is it that God is no longer answering our prayer? Why is it that people continue to wonder? Is it not the same God that people of old that they are serving, that they served, that we are serving? And they are now telling God, God, you did this. You parted the sea for the people of Israel. Awake again on our behalf. Put on your strength, as it were of old, and help us. Awake, telling God, awake, awake, God. And as we cried in our closet, God, let there be help. Help me out. I must not fail. I must not know any shame. I must not know any disgrace. Enough of stagnation. Enough of failure. Enough of dragging. Lord, let there be help. And we continue to cry unto the Lord. And do you know what came to my heart? Because in the book of Isaiah, the Bible says, the ears of the Lord, is he deaf? No. He hears us. If you are in tune with him, he hears you as you cry out unto the Lord. But let me give you something. And that won't push me or led me to, you know, it's something that I know. But just get this word. I went to look at this definition of awake. That's as if somebody is sleeping. And I say, awake. Oh yeah, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. But there's one thing of the definition that interests me. Of course, the first one says, you know, when you are saying awake, awake, enough of sleeping. Wake up. Wake up from your slumbering. Enough of sleeping. But there's one that says, with full realization. And what that means to me is that there's need for you to come up. Be sensitive. Come to the realization of what is happening around your life. Don't just say, we have come to this service. We have come to worship God. We. Mm-mm. Those people that are in the final year now, that will soon be passing out now. We. At the end of whatever program, clearance, or every whatever that you will have done, it becomes, we can ask Brother Doyin, but Doyin may not even, he may yet to realize it, because he still jumped down to sit there to fellowship with us. But assuming that he's alone in one place,
will be able to know that I'm now doing and no longer we. Come to the realization of what is happening around you. Enough of thinking that we. Will is there for the church to move on. But you are the center of whatever that may be happening around your life. So it's high time you arise. Come to the realization of what is happening around your life so that you get solution. So that you know how to get out of it. Arise. Come into being. To get up. Stand up. After you will have come into realization of the happenings around you, stand up. Let there be an action. Let there be a way. Get hold of something that can bring solution to that issue or challenge in your life. And let's now move to Book of Isaiah chapter 51. Don't forget what we read there. The people of God cry unto the Lord. Lord, awake! As if God was sleeping. And now, Isaiah chapter 51. 52, rather. I read to you. 52:1. Awake! Awake! Put on thy strength. Now listen to the old Zion. Won't that one interest you? The passage that we read the other time was talking to God. They were talking to God. God, awake now. Help us. Come to our aid. Come to our help. Come and help us. Come and deliver us. We need victory. We need help. But this time around, God turned back to them. Says, awake you yourself. Awake. Awake. Put on thy strength. Oh, Zion. And so this morning we are saying, Zion, awake from slumbering. Enough of sleeping. Enough of dosing up. Enough of dullness. Enough. Wake up. Wake up, brethren. Let's wake up from our slumbering so that we'll be able to possess that possession. Kabale debigiga. Somebody that is sleeping. Somebody that is in a flat position. Will the person be able to do much? Such a person will not be able to achieve much. So Zion, arise. Arise from slumbering. Arise from complaints. Arise from grumblings. Arise from discouragements. Arise from not trusting God. It's the same God, like we read it in this Isaiah chapter 51. It's the one that delivered the people of old. It's the same as yesterday, today, and forever. He cannot afford to change concerning your own issue or concerning my own issue. But there is a part to be played. And that is why the Bible is saying, arise, put on your strength. Arise, stop complaining. Stop sleeping. Stop being sluggish. And the things that pertain to you, you have one life to live. Perhaps you don't know, but you know. And if you know, you must come to the realization of it. You are here as a student. It's just this one. And you must do it well. Is it degree that you are pursuing? Is it master? Is it PhD? Whichever one it may be. You are here. And you must go back with something tangible. Something that will make a way for you. You must get it right. Arise from lack of confidence. The Lord has not given you the spirit of fear. He has given you the spirit of sound mind, of confidence, of boldness. So why will you lose confidence in this God that is with you, that is on your side? Arise from dullness. In your academics, arise, brethren. In your career, arise. Looking for a job, arise. It's the one that did it for the people of old. It's still on there. Is it on it? His power has never failed. Is it concerning settlement? He settled people before you. So why are you thinking that he cannot do your own? Arise! Is it children that you are believing in for? He did it for people of old. Why will your home be different? He can do it. All what you need is to arise. Locate the area where he wants you to put on your strength. He says, awake. Put on thy strength. O Zion. This morning we are saying, arise. Put on your strength. Brethren, put on your strength. Stay in his presence. What is it that he wants you to do? In which area does he want to locate certain things in your life? Cooperate with him. Put on your strength to seek him. Be inspired. Don't just come as if the whole world is on our head. As if there's nothing again to do. He has promised us so much. The Bible study, the first treatise talks about the blessings of God. Blessings of God for you and I. So why will he not fulfill his promise? Why will he not fulfill his promise? He's always there to fulfill his promise. But you must be inspired. Be encouraged. You must be inspired. You must be encouraged. If you are not encouraged, you will just stay on a spot and just be saying, Lord, why is it me? And why is it me will not bring victory? Why is it me will not bring solution? Why is it me will not hand you A's? Why is it me will not give you first class? Somebody must just arise. Arise. Arise with generous principles. Review issues in your life. Review how it has been. Review it. And resolve. Be inspired, be encouraged with generous principles that can bring you solution, that can earn you that liberty, that can give you deliverance, that can give you victory, that can take you to that place God has destiny for your life. Brethren, I must tell you, you are not fighting with people that you can see. The invisibles, they are the one that you are fighting with. But if you will arise to put them where they belong to, Okpari. But somebody must just rise up this morning to really fight that battle so that you get where the Lord has purposed for your life. So that whatsoever that may be standing as obstacle, as obstruction, as hindrances, you clear them off on your knees. The Lord will help you and help us in Jesus' name. The Bible says, awake! Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments. There is a garment you need to put on. Let me go to verse 2 because of my time. Say, shake thyself from the dust. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Stop jumping from one pole to the other. Sit down with the Lord. This year, 2019, purpose in your heart that you will sit down with the author and finisher of your faith and get solution on whatsoever that you may be passing through. Shake thyself from the dust, from all those things that are holding you back, from all those things that are contending, from all those things that are serving as a distraction from your way. Shake off thyself from them. Shake off thyself and arise. And arise. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck. What is it that the enemy has put upon you like a chain that is drawing you back? As you are moving closer, it's drawing you back. Loose yourself from the bands of thy neck. O captive daughter of Zion. I read verse 4. It says, for thus says the Lord God, my people went down aforetime to Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without a cause. Because you have the Lord, the enemy does not have any right to oppress you again. Get it right. If you have been promised, God has promised you something, it's because he knows that he's sufficient, he's able to do it. He's not a man that will lie. He cannot lie. He's not a man. Take it. He's not a man that will lie. What he has promised you, he will do it. But somebody must cooperate with that one that has promised. and quickly I run to it. Learn, the first thing I put here is the, out of the generous principles you must consider. Learn to live a sacrificial life. Learn to live a sacrificial life. You have done one by coming to the presence of the Lord this morning. But I hope when we call for prayers, intercessory meeting, we will be like this. I hope when we come for Bible study on Wednesday to learn the word of God, to dig into the word of God that will set us free, we will be like this. You need to live a sacrificial life. The journey you are on to is not butter and bread. Live a sacrificial life in prayers, in fasting, in your service unto the Lord. Be consistent. Be regular in the presence of the Lord. Let him know that you are there. Let him know that you are there in that your position that he has put you. Be regular in his presence so that you'll be able to declare unto the Lord, Lord, this is you. Father, sit down. Come, let us reason together. This is what I've denied myself of. It has not been convenient, but Father, I've done this. Come, let us reason together, God. And you will always be there to do that. Deny yourself of comfort, brethren. Deny yourself of comfort and pleasure. Reduce the hours of your sleeping. Hey, go and ask people that have been before us. They will tell you that it is not bed of roses. It is not bread and butter serving God. Because the enemy is not never at rest. He's always devising strategies on how to bring us back to where we'll not be able to get strength that the Bible enjoins us to put on again. So reduce yourself. Deny yourself of certain comforts. Reduce the hours that you sleep. It is when we wake up, you see the face of God, that you get revelations. That is when God speaks to you. That is when God will tell you this is the way to walk on. You are not just walking with crowd. You are walking as an individual with God. That is where you get a revelation. That is where God will wake you up and say, you cannot afford to sleep. Wake up, my daughter. Wake up, my son. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Do you believe it? Anna did it now. He denied himself of comforts. You can deny yourself of comfort by giving unto God those things that you think you have, you can manage with. I was sharing, time will not permit, but somebody, let me just ship into this one to you. You know, somebody gave me a call yesterday and I was discussing something, and the person said, you know, that particular brother that he told, he saved certain amount with somebody, and he told the person that the person should just send the money to him, send the money, and he was, you know, a son to a mother now. I said, my mother, please, the money that I save with you, please send those money to me. I need it. And the mother said, what do you need it for? And he said, look, I need to go and give to the needy. I need to go and give to the aged. And, you know, I was just listening. And the mother concluded this. They said, anytime that my son will make such a request, it's like he needed a breakthrough. It's like he wants something radical. He wants God to do something. He wants God to just intervene on a particular issue. I don't know what that one may mean to you. But you can deny yourself of certain comforts, of two or three dresses for the sake of your victory and your breakthrough. You can make a pledge of your life unto God. You can make, not everything is not monetary. A pledge of your destiny. Anna did it, and he fulfilled it. You can withdraw to wait on God. Sports center, people have given us so many things of testimonies of how they got breakthrough. At the sports center, you have the opportunity. Everything is not, I don't know the way our Bible study coordinator said it on Wednesday. Everything is not about your status. Please, let's reduce it. What has that one hand you? What has that one hand somebody here? Posting one picture, the time you post, the time you take this, you change it, the time, life is more than that. Where you are going is more than that. My brothers, my sisters, it's more than that. Believe it. Believe it. The time you are doing that one, you can kneel down and speak a word concerning your destiny. And it makes a difference on your journey of life. Withdraw to wait on God. Beyond all other routine activities of coming to the church, of quiet time, of family altar, of fellowship, of every other thing. Jesus, our perfect example, did that. After walking with the disciple, he will find a time to withdraw because of the ministry that the Lord has committed unto him. Stand still before the Lord. Stand still before God for a change. Jabez did it. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. Omo Ibanuje. That was the name. More honorable than all the brethren, but yet bearing name. And he said, no! This one can no longer be my portion. I don't know the name that the enemy has given unto you. I don't know the name that you have not given to yourself, but the enemy has tagged you with that name. You can stand still. I heard that voice one day during this course of this week, or maybe last week. I just added that. Duro tiri. Stand still before God. Lord, I need a victory. And you can give it. Until you give it, I'm not leaving you alone. Why will you give up? You cannot afford to give up. Stand still. Jabez did it. And there was a change. Respond to the challenges around you. Don't resolve to faith. F-A-T-E. Toba wolorun ko se. Igba toba wu lo ma se. No. Respond to those challenges. What the Lord has proposed to do, respond to it. Stand upon the word of God and all his hands and believe him for it. And I want to say, ignore the shame. Luke chapter 8, verse 43 to 47, about that woman with the issue of blood. You can just picture it. Somebody with the issue of blood and has been smelling anyhow, and yet with those smelling, with the shame of people that as he was just moving, she was just moving towards the Lord Jesus Christ, and people were saying, what is it that is smelling? Who is this foolish woman? You, Jesus Christ is so holy, he wouldn't want to have anything to do with you. And this woman continued to walk until she got hold of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ignore the shame. What you are after is the victory. What you are after is the deliverance. Ignore the shame. Open up. The woman opened up. That was why he came out. He came out from his hiding place. Ignore the shame. Are you passing through some things? And you are keeping it to yourself? No. Open up. Seek counsel. Seek counsel so that you get out of it. The Lord will help us in Jesus. Now, finally, I want to say, be expectant. Be persistent. Be assured of God's presence. Be expectant. Don't lose hope. Don't think you are just doing it. I pray this and that. No. Be expectant of what God is able to do in your life. Be assured of his presence. Can we rise up on our feet this morning? Can you rise up on your feet? Be encouraged to rise up on your feet. Be encouraged, be strengthened. Put on your strengths. See that family this morning. Put on your strengths. And I don't know what you need to shake off. I don't know the dust you need to shake off this morning. Can you begin to shake them off? What are those things that are bringing discouragement to your life? What are those things that are making you to be dull? What are those things that are making you not to be able to pray? What are those things that are making you to sleep? Don't sleep away your destiny. Shake off. Talk to God about you, about yourself. Shake them off. Every dust. Loose yourself from every bondage. Everything that can hinder you from getting to his presence, from getting your victory, from arising and possessing your possession. Shake them off. and resolve. Resolve before you leave this place this morning. Resolve. Resolve is, Lord, enough. Enough of this life. Enough of this way I've been living my life. Resolve till you embrace your joy. Resolve that I will be waking up. I'll be calling upon you till I'll embrace my joy. Till I get it. Till I get my victory. Till I have my deliverance. Lord, I resolve today to be doing this and that. To live a sacrificial life. To deny myself of comfort, of pleasure. That will not help me in anything. Can you begin to ask for grace now? Begin to ask for grace. You cannot do it alone. As you cooperate with God, when the enemy wants to discourage you, the grace of God will surface. The grace of God will surface. Choir, I need you here. The grace of God will surface. You need grace. Your grace alone. Your grace alone is all I pray for. Your grace alone. Your grace alone is all we need, Lord. Your grace alone is all we need. Your grace alone is all we need, Lord. Grace to serve you aright. Your grace is all we need alone. Lord, let there be release of your grace unto us. Grace, your grace alone is all I pray for. Grace to serve you.
God about your life. The scripture tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 30, in Isaiah chapter 30, there is one area where the scripture talks of something there. And if you permit me, I'm going to read it to you just within the next few seconds. And we are going to pray. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18. I will read to you. And therefore will the Lord wait till. I will read again. And therefore will the Lord wait that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. God is waiting for you. In other words, God is waiting for you to respond to his call. And he says, therefore, and he says, blessed are all that also wait for him. As God waits, as you wait for God, God is also waiting for you. That is, God wants to work. Will you permit him this year? Will you permit him? No response. Will you permit God? You talk to him personally. Lord, I will permit you. I will allow you. Dispossess me of myself. Dispossess me of my headiness. Some things in my life, I am so proud. I believe it too much in myself. Dispossess me. Lord, these are issues that will prevent me from not enjoying you. Dispossess me. Tear this thing out from my life. Lord, let me enjoy you. Lord, let me experience you. Help me out of my situation. Help me out of my life. There are some things that have entered into my head that I believe I just look at people anyhow. And you want God to experience. And I say, Lord, have mercy upon me. He says, I will wait. I am waiting for you. When God is waiting for you. God is waiting. He's waiting. He's waiting. Will you dispossess of yourself? Dispossess and you get rid of some things in your life and get into his blessing and get hooked to the plan of God and get into your destiny this year, that the Lord will be gracious unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As you wait, he will be gracious unto you. Says, I wait. Therefore will the Lord wait that he may be gracious unto you. Heaven is waiting for you. Oh, heaven is waiting for you. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for your life. May you respond. May you respond. May you respond. May heaven not wait in vain over you. May heaven not wait in vain in the name of the Lord Jesus. May heaven not wait in vain concerning what he has proposed for your life this year. May your life not be a waste this year in the name of the Lord Jesus. May your life not be a waste, not be a failure this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the Lord, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Father, that this year we shall not be a wasteful year. Our life will not be a failure. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we bless you this morning. We respond to you, blessed Jesus, that in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, whatsoever that will dispossess us, Lord, that will displace us, Lord, from that way that you have proposed and that you have released unto us this year, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus, you will deliver us. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we shall not be displaced. Lord, from the destiny, we shall not be displaced. We shall not be removed. Lord, this year we are declaring that your counsel will be fulfilled over every one of us. Thank you, Father. We bless you and worship you. We ask that you take over every one of us. As we have determined to live a sacrificial life to please you in all things this year. Thank you, Father, for heaven shall be open unto us. We give you all the glory. We bless you and worship you. We thank you very much because your word will profit our life this year. Blessed be thy name forever. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.